Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. It's Deb, and I hope you had a wonderful Easter weekend. Today's devotional is titled, He Knows You by Name. When Jesus went to the cemetery and raised Lazarus from the dead, he called him by name. Lazarus, come out. God loves us enough to get personal with us. He knows us by name. That's so amazing, but also kind of scary, isn't it? If he gets personal, shouldn't we get personal? Shouldn't we want to know him and others in a more personal way? In this vast and enormous universe filled with millions of people, I matter to him because he knows my name. We are programmed these days not to get personal with our coworkers, friends, even family. Let them live their lives, make their own decisions, don't ask any probing questions they may not want to answer or we might not want to hear. We text, chat, and use social media to communicate with friends, coworkers, and loved ones, instead of spending time talking face-to-face, or at least just talking. Jesus loved Lazarus just as he loves us and called him by name out of the grave. Isaiah 43:1 says, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine." What does this mean for us? It means that the voice of God is calling us by name, away from whatever imprisons us, even though we don't always hear that call. What did Lazarus hear? He heard a familiar, loving voice calling his name, like sheep who know the voice of their shepherd. He heard the voice of reassurance. God's voice is a calming presence, a still, small voice that comforts and gives us hope. The voice of Jesus that comforted Mary and Martha was the same voice that enabled Lazarus to be free of the grave and can set us free. His voice calls us from our old habits and invites us to try new ones. It calls us from apathy and indifference to caring, from despair to hope, from darkness to light. The voice of Jesus calls us from loneliness to community and from captivity to freedom. Do we even know how to get involved in a more personal way anymore? All we have to do is let God lead. He will guide our relationship with Him and others in our life to a deeper place if we let Him. Isn't He the one who started it anyway? God wants to have a personal relationship with us. He personally offers each of us salvation. He has a specific personal plan for each of our lives. He wants to be involved in each of our lives. All we have to do is say, "Here I am, Lord," and listen to His voice. Thank you for listening today, and have a blessed rest of your week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.